The following is a Drug Truth Network editorial. Who are the drug lords? The administrators of the smuggling cartels live lives of luxury in Bogota, Kabul, and Mexico City. The upper echelons, the enablers, live in D.C., New York, London, and Houston. They are bankers, pharmaceutical houses, oil companies, construction companies, weapons manufacturers, and a host of other corporate interests whose very existence depends on violence, hatred, distrust, and deception. The prohibition of drugs is the ideal means to continuously ratchet up the rhetoric. The farm gate price of these illegal drugs is less than $5 billion per year. In the U.S. alone, we spend well in excess of $50 billion per year attempting to squelch the flow of drugs and in arresting 1.6 million additional U.S. citizens each year for baggies of plant products. The UN estimates the worldwide commerce in these illegal drugs to be $500 billion per year. The bankers take up to 80% of the drug take when they launder the money for cocaine cartels and marijuana magnates. The oil companies are able to easily usurp lands once the peasant farmers use them for coca production. The pharmaceutical houses and the medical associations decided in the early 20th century that the American people could be forced to give up their right to decide for themselves what to put into their own bodies. If it's not made by a Fortune 500 company, it's a crime on planet Earth. President Eisenhower warned us as he was leaving office to be aware of the military-industrial complex. Who are the drug lords? They are the corrupt, lying corporate heads, malicious media barons, venomous judges, and cretinous cops who, knowing full well the truth, choose to follow their nose to riches, to embrace a lie, to feed their evil cornucopia with the lives of their fellow man. Who are the drug lords? Knowing what you do about this policy of prohibition, if you don't work to bring this tower of drug war madness crashing to the ground, your silence is far from golden. We gave up our liberty to choose our own medicines in 1914 in exchange for supposed security regarding drugs. In 2006, we are being forced to give up additional, even unknown, liberties in exchange for supposed protection. Our slide into this abyss is facilitated by the fear engendered by 92 years of prohibition and the mechanism of deceit that allows the drug war to flourish despite decades of miserable failure. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.